In the five-month cruise ship season, the city and borough of Juneau receives millions of dollars in fees and sales taxes from cruise ship passengers. It's enough to pay each permanent resident over $700. It doesn't, so where does it all go? I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO, and I scoured 20 years of city finance documents to bring you this story.
Photos with the eagle, guys?
Yeah.
In the summer, downtown Juneau's waterfront bustles with up to six big cruise ships a day. With them comes an influx of tens of thousands of passengers and crew and money. Just for showing up, each cruise ship passenger pays taxes to Juneau's municipal government.
My name is Marilyn, Marvelous Marilyn, and I am on the Star Princess.
And if you were to guess how many dollars you paid to the city and borough of Juneau through your trip, how much do you think you paid for visiting?
In taxes, let's see, would only be a guess. I would say one-third of my taxes, because they're taking us to three places. So I paid it $3,000 for my cruise, and I guess $1,000 of it was taxes.
She paid Juneau a lot less than that, about $13 through three similar but separate passenger fees, or head taxes. Since collection began, Juneau has racked up north of $170 million total in cruise ship passenger head taxes. Legally, that money is only supposed to be spent on things that directly benefit the ships. And yet, about $55 million of it has paid for public services to help manage the crowds. Like this visitor center, built with head tax money on the waterfront, where two volunteers are answering visitors' questions and handing out maps.
So you're right down here at the information center.
Yes.
So it's called the Mount Roberts Trail,
yes.
And it's about a mile.
Yes.
$2 million has gone to the nonprofit that runs this center and other visitor information desks around town. Another $2 million for summer crossing guards, like Julia Greenelsh.
I get a lot of questions on where is the washroom. The washroom is the restroom. I always get confused because I thought it was the wash, like the coin laundry.
And how about those public washrooms? Over $1 million for extra seasonal cleaning. You might have noticed airplanes taking off in the background. Those are float planes. They take visitors flight seeing and to remote lodges, and they used to be louder. The city spent $75,000 on noise abatement and flight seeing mediation. With all the extra people in town, Officer Jim Quinto helps keep the peace.
Yeah, I do a lot of laps around town.
$1.5 million for downtown foot and bike patrols. The list goes on and on, and seems to touch everything in Juneau, even the public radio and public television station where I work. KTOO got hired in 2003 with $15,000 in cruise ship head taxes to produce this outdoor safety video.
Dad, I heard a noise. Is that you? Where are you?
I'm right over here.
Featuring locals,
right,
acting out what can go wrong on hikes. But the short answer for where the head tax money has gone is we're standing on it. The Seawalk, the city's waterfront boardwalk. Most of the head tax money has gone right back into the big-ticket waterfront infrastructure serving the cruise ships. Captain Inga Torhauga runs Cunard's Queen Elizabeth, which made its first-ever port call in Juneau in May. She'd been to Alaska years ago working on much smaller ships. That was before most of this infrastructure was built.
So with the height of the docks and with the tides and all these things, at that time we didn't have these beautiful floating docks as you have now. So there was quite a challenge with such a small ship with gangways, etc. So.
Beautiful, city-owned, visitor-funded floating docks that move up and down with the tide. Locals didn't come up with the $54 million it cost to reconfigure and build what are basically two huge cruise ship parking spaces. The tide here can rise or fall 20 feet or more, so fixed docks can be a real headache. Head taxes aside, the city has another thing going for it. Collectively, cruise ship visitors this season paid the city another estimated $11 million in sales taxes. Unlike the head taxes, there are no strings attached to that money. It'll be spent on schools and firefighters and building inspectors, all the stuff local governments do everywhere. The visitor industry is Juneau's biggest private sector employer. Its total payroll is a close second to the mining industry, which is to say, economically speaking, cruise ships are gold mines. Except this gold floats. Comes to us, and will probably never run out. This story was adapted from an episode of KTOO's podcast, Cruisetown, which is out now. You can listen and subscribe on podcast apps and at ktoo.org/cruisetown. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.